Marketing Radio Network.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free. 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. You know it's all about you, 888-RADIO-30. So again, call us, 888-723-4630.
Yes.
Loud duck.
By the way, if you'd like to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word, click the group chat link on the player and sign in through community. Even if you're already signed into eBay, they may ask you to sign in again. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the third discussion post with the word newsletter in its title, and there you'll find today's secret word. And you'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox.
Cool.
So you can give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and we'll be happy to read your email over the air and see if we can help you with that. In the meantime, you ready to go to the phones, Griff?
Oh, I am.
Okay, John in Southbridge, Massachusetts, known on eBay as AAA, Invest in Collectibles. Hey, John. Welcome. What's your question or comment today?
Hi. You might remember I had sold a Tonka truck.
Oh, yeah.
And it got lost in the mail.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't use the signature verification, which was a big mistake. But I thought I might call you and just bring you up to date as to what happened and maybe give some advice to people.
Yes, please.
In this area. Well, what happened was I had taken insurance on it, the ship cover insurance, and that's the only way to go for insurance, in my opinion, because the ship cover covered and has paid me, refunded my loss. And so, if anything, I would suggest that if you're going to be selling something of value, then you should make sure you use signature verification, of course, and use the ship cover insurance, because they covered this even though I didn't have signature verification, and the post office, I don't believe, would have covered this loss.
And wasn't it $800 or something like that?
It's $860.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm very happy. And I'm kind of like promoting ship cover right now. Maybe you should have them on the program, because I think that's the way to go if you want to protect your item if something like this ever happens.
Well, we're happy to hear that it was a good outcome for you, John. So the package was never found, allegedly?
No. Supposedly, the buyer had asked everybody in her neighborhood if they'd seen the box. She had contacted the police and filed a report, so on and so forth. And I've been watching on Craigslist, and I've been watching on eBay, too, to see if it ever shows up again. But who knows where it is right now. But no, it's never been found, and I think the buyer did a good job of trying to find it, but it never happened.
Well, thank you for bringing us up to date on that. We felt so badly.
Oh, me too. I've been a wreck for like 2 weeks.
So briefly, you want to tell those who were not listening to you exactly what happened?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
Okay, so you sold, you had a buyer.
Right.
You sold an $800-something article.
It was a Tonka truck, Big Mike, which is a very valuable truck on the Tonka line. And the buyer had paid me, of course. I shipped it down with insurance, with tracking, and all of what I thought. I think maybe I got a little overconfident with the post office, because I had shipped a lot of items and I have not had a problem. So I think I got a little overconfident and wanted to save some money. But it wasn't worth saving, what is it, $3 or something like that for signature verification. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I had listened last week, and one of your eBay people said that signature verification was required, forced on items over $750. Well, that's not quite true because I was able to unclick that.
Yeah, you can unclick it, yes. It's a choice.
Yeah.
See,
he said that it was forced. You were supposed to have it. If anything, you should force it. Maybe that's something that you could change, make sure you do have it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's certainly money well spent for both peace of mind for seller and buyer. I got to tell you, I also use the same insurance company, and it's easier to use. And I think when it comes to having to file a claim, it's a lot easier for the facilitation and payout of the premium or the claim back than other insurance options. So I'm with you. I really like Ship Cover.
Right. What I did was I waited 30 days. I filed yesterday, and they paid me today.
Terrific.
That's pretty good.
Congratulations, John. Thank you for keeping us up to date on that. And call in again, would you?
I'm very happy. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Our telephone number is, I'm so glad that came out well. I was thinking of that guy just the other day.
Yeah, I'm glad it came out too.
Our telephone number is 888-723-4630, 888-RADIO 30. Tom in Pittsburgh, known as Black and Gold Gifts on eBay. How you doing today, Tom?
I'm hanging in there. A little run down, but I'm doing all right. Question for you about the NFL ban on marketplace sales. Are you familiar with that yet?
I've heard a little bit about it, yes.
Yeah, I just read about it last night. And of course, our username, Black and Gold Gifts, refers to the team colors of the city of Pittsburgh for the Pirates, the Penguins, and the Steelers. It's what we started out selling. And at least when we went to new merchandise, it's what we based our name on.
Yes.
And now, of course, the NFL is planning to ban third-party sellers like eBay and that other place. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot of it left, but we were just getting ready to ramp up. And I'm glad we didn't, because now we'd be stuck with it. But my question is two-part. It's three questions in one. How is eBay going to manage this ban? What do I do with what I already have listed? And what do I do with things that I find, because I'm going to find this stuff constantly at estate sales?
So I think that this, I may be wrong, but when I read about this ban was for resellers that are licensed or by the NFL to sell product. It doesn't cover consumers, which in this case, do you have an arrangement with the NFL?
No.
No, then you have nothing to worry about. The NFL can't tell you what you can and can't sell. They can.
Well, that's what I was hoping to hear.
They can, under contractual arrangements with the people to whom they provide merchandise for reselling, set the terms of how and where they can sell that. That's a contract between those merchants who are in business to sell NFL-branded merchandise and the NFL. You don't have a contract with the NFL. They can't tell you anything.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, nothing to worry about.
That's the whole issue.
So
yeah, don't worry about that. Find something else to worry about that. That's a non-issue.
Well, I mean, that was a 2 a.m. thing I came across, and I just thought, well, I'll call in tomorrow and ask.
Well, I hope I was able to answer it.
That's correct. My
reading of it, and that is within the established precedent of law, is that no business, if the product is legitimate, that is, it's not counterfeit, that we're not talking about intellectual property right infringement. If the item is a legitimate item and you purchased it for resale and you don't have a contractual arrangement with the provider of the merchandise, and it's not just the NFL. So, for example, a company like Black & Decker, Black & Decker authorized resellers are allowed to sell their products under certain conditions. And if they don't follow those conditions, then the distributor manufacturer, in this case Black and Decker, I'm just using them as an example, can then terminate that contract and refuse to provide the merchant with product for resale. One of those terms may be no online sales. A lot of companies do this. It's ridiculous, but they do it. That has you don't have a contract with the NFL or with Black and Decker or with the company. You do what you want with the item.
So there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that answer.
You're welcome. I love giving an answer I'm pretty sure is 99.99% correct, sure is correct.
And happy news, too. So where do you get your stuff, Tom?
Well,
he's not going to tell you that.
Wait, no,
that brings up an interesting point. When we first started selling this merchandise, we were just having a day out in what we refer to in Pittsburgh as the Strip District, which is where the produce comes in on the, well, it used to come in on the rails, comes in by truck now, of course, but it's about a two-mile-long strip with three parallel streets that have all different types of merchants, and it's a walking district. And we had come across some discounted, very generic Pittsburgh merchandise that was out on tables on the sidewalk. So we thought, let's give it a try, and it worked. So then we started going into these stores and buying, and then we found a couple of wholesalers that sell it. And you know, I'll say wholesalers with a grain of salt because they're not far from a Walmart in price. But at one point, we were buying literally thousands of dollars a month from the one, and they decided to open an eBay store and sell the same merchandise on eBay that they were selling to us at the exact same price, which left us nowhere to go, which is why we kind of faded away from it. And now they are apparently going to be in a boat with this because they're buying, and I'm betting they're buying, you know, direct from the manufacturers of this stuff, and yet they're still selling it on eBay. So this may put a kink in their armor, but, you know, what we did to get around it is we started looking at the back of everything we bought and say, oh, this is the manufacturer, we'll go to them. And so we did some of that. But, you know, for now, we'll kind of sit back and see how this goes. And
exactly. I would not panic.
Don't panic. You're fine. This open phone segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Call us again, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 369.
Buyers love bargains and sellers love sales, so best offers can be a win-win for both parties. Brian Goodman is known on eBay as top-rated seller Mr. Bigfoot, and he's the author of Everything is Negotiable. He recommends sellers use best offer whenever possible. Why?
You know, sometimes you have a similar item to somebody else, and they have best offer, and you don't. They may just go and buy it for just a few dollars less. You never know. And it doesn't cost you anything. All it does is gives you the opportunity to have some more sales when you wouldn't normally have them.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Another eBay Radio Open. open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Time for your calls. Call us now. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, would you go to page 14 of the stuff we gave you?
Because, I might.
Yeah, it's important.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, why is it on this page then?
Page 14. It's an important page.
It's an important, well, it should be page 13 then, right? Because that's one page before 14.
Yeah, oh, something happened that it went over into another page, I think.
Did you? All right, so what's up?
So, spring seller update.
Yeah. No,
right?
No. Yeah.
And as per the spring seller update, here are eBay's best practices for optimizing listings across all devices.
Yes.
That it looks good no matter where they see it.
Exactly.
Why don't you take the first few?
Use basic HTML or CSS, cascading style sheets, if you know how that works, or just a text-only description that are no longer than 800 characters. That's the best way to optimize. You don't have to do this, but it's better. If you have any active content in your listings, you should remove it now, and that would be anything that is built upon either Flash, Adobe's Flash, or JavaScript.
And did I see something on the chat board today about there's a tool that will allow you to figure out what listings, if any, have Flash or JavaScript?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's released yet. Did you read? I know that they're building a tool or going to release a tool that will help any seller determine which of their listings has active content. But I don't know if it's out yet. Maybe it is.
Okay. And then the third thing?
Upload up to 12 free photos with the eBay photo uploader.
Now, we have several more, and we're going to go to them after we take a couple of phone calls, Griff.
Okay.
Rich Siak, our buddy, Appealing Signs, is on the line with us. Rich, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
Just a brief thing that I just thought would be interesting for people to know about reading everything in the new seller update for number one, which I'm going to bring up at the meetup tonight, is in the FAQ areas. We just got a notice from eBay that our subscription for our store was going to be renewing for May 1st. And it said that the cost was going to be the $49.95. And so when I went in and tried to figure it out, or I should say Nyla did, and everything they were trying to figure out, because we know that the new rates were supposedly going into effect, I thought it was May 1st. But it turns out that the rates that people should realize will be going up, but I believe it's on the 6th of May. So you will be prorated at the $49.95 price for those first 5 days. And then after that, you will be charged the full new rate for the new listings, which I believe is $55.95, or I don't even remember, but at this point. So I just thought people, it might be $54.95. So it's something interesting. Go in, look at the FAQs. I'm going to bring that up at our meetup tomorrow. Very important that people go in there and click on all of the FAQs that people are asking under each category of updates that are coming into play.
Good point. Well, thank you, Rich.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
As always, wonderful hearing your voice today. Thank you. Our telephone number again, 888-RADIO-30. Griff, you want to read two more of those, and then we'll go to Barbara in Palmetto, Florida?
Okay. So we ended with the 12 photos. I do want to make a comment about that, and I think that's in reference to people who don't use the photo uploader, instead put all their photos in your description. Not a good experience, and soon to become a less practical experience on eBay. Use item specifics such as size, color, product identifiers, and brand name. Create your own item specifics if one is not shown in the Sell Your Item form.
And the next one?
Well, also remember for, almost every item needs this. Include measurements and include them in inches and centimeters, for example, both in the old English system, which we use, and the metric system. Keep in mind that if you're selling internationally, the United States is now one of three countries in the world that still relies on the old British measurement system.
Who are the other two?
I think they're two insignificant countries. The rest of the world left us in the dust with this years ago. They all went metric. So if you're only providing inches, you're not making it easier for the buyer in Europe or the buyer in most countries
to know what size shoes you're selling.
Yeah. So you got to make sure you're using the measurements that are most common for the rest of the world.
Barbara in Palmetto, Florida, known as Grandpas, GRANDPAS, could be Grandpas. Barbara, what's your question or comment?
Well, I just have a comment. I was going to give you the secret word.
Oh, and okay. What would that be?
A word I have never heard of, and I used to be a wordsmith and medical transcription editor, but this one escaped me.
Well, don't feel bad. I think it escaped us all.
Tragimatopolis.
Yay!
Which is a real tongue twister way of saying what?
Really? I don't know. A person who is into tragedy is the only thing I could figure out.
Actually, it's a seller of candy.
Mommy, can I have a dollar? I want to go to the Tragimatopolis, the candy seller.
Well, tell her what she's won, Griff.
You've won candy.
No.
No, you haven't. You've won a bag, a beautiful bag. It's a beautiful eBay-branded bucket bag that everyone who buys says has changed their lives. They divide their lives.
Well, I am ready for a life-changing experience.
Well, you're going to get it because your life will become before bag. So that's BB and then after bag, AB. So just send, in order to start your new life, your new exciting, glamorous life with your eBay bucket bag, send me your shipping address to griff@ebay.com and I'll get it right out to you.
Congratulations, Barbara.
This open phone segment is brought to you by stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up, searching via UPCs on eBay.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay radio. That's endicia.com/eBay radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Online sellers suffer from email overload. Shaver World's Marguerite Garrigian and her 4 colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't don't see the thread, if the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The reply manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.